I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The influx of Myanmar's Rohingya refugees to Bangladesh may be slowing down, but the problems are just beginning. Josh Ayers with Food for the Hungry says refugees lack necessities such as food, shelter, water, and hygiene. They're working with other organizations to provide those things, but in the meantime, Ayers asks that you keep them and those they serve in your prayers.
You can certainly pray for Food for the Hungry's staff in Bangladesh, that they would be able to listen intently to what those needs are, but also that we would have hearts to hear and eyes to see what these people are going through, even from our living rooms in the United States, that we would maintain a heart for people that are suffering all over the world.
You can read more about this situation at missionnews.org. Global Advance's David Shibley was recently in Romania, equipping and empowering the Christian leaders there for the Great Commission. Shibley helped host a pastor's training conference and a church planter's training conference on the Black Sea. In a sense, the event also became a retreat and a time of encouragement. Global Advance's David Shibley.
I'm very confident that missionaries are going to go from Romania as a result of this conference. They'll be raised up by the churches represented there and the pastors, and that new churches will be planted.
These Christians no longer face the same persecution they have for the past 70 years. So please pray for these churches in Romania, for hearts to be open to the gospel, and for the necessary resources needed for their ministries. For more ways to help, visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. And this month, Transworld Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.